Sing right now. Let's go. Hey guys from All Rock Station, and with them Young Blunts. So how are you today?
Bonjour! I'm amazing, man. I'm just like ready to rock and roll. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Fine too. Well, where is this coming out tonight? On a scale of 1 to 10, how impatient are you right now?
Can you see, I think you can, by the judging that scream, I am very excited. It literally just came out in Australia and my phone has blown up. So in a couple hours, it's going to start coming out in Europe and France and the UK. And I just can't even speak right now. It's been a year in the making. This is about my fan base. I'm ready to rock and roll.
And you've released many singles for this album. What the song no one has heard yet that you're the most excited to release?
Probably either Charity or Super Dead Friends.
Oh, yeah. They're fucking
Super
great.
Super Dead Friends sounds like the Beastie Boys meets the Stone Roses.
Okay, and you released the song Weird in April, and since then the world got weirder. Did it affect you a lot?
I mean, as I say, it's been such a weird year. It's been such a crazy time. But I wanted to release an album for the weirdest years of our lives. You know what I mean? I wanted to release an album that would talk about things from a perspective of complete truth. Mm. I think music can have such an agenda right now. But I wanted to write this album for a reason and to make people feel like it's all right to be exactly who they are.
Yeah, it definitely translates in every song, like, really. Well, you declared recently that Weird sounds a bit like an episode of Skins, which I agree. What would be the scenario for this episode of Skins?
We would be everything. It would be like an episode about sexuality, identity, gender, drugs, love, heartbreak. I think it'd be definitely a season finale.
Oh yeah, what was your favorite character in Skins?
Probably Cook.
Oh yeah, it's fucking great.
Fucking great.
Yeah, he's fucking cook.
Putain cool in French.
And you've worked with many huge artists like Bring Me the Horizon, Halsey, Travis Barker, Machine Gun Kelly, Imagine Dragons. When is the Gorillaz collab scheduled?
Listen, you call Damon Albarn up and tell him I'm knocking on his fucking door. How about that?
That would be fucking great.
Yes, I see on
Massive idol for me, that. You know what I mean? Massive idol for me. Would love to do something with him. He's a proper rock and roll star.
I see on Facebook you are near from Holy Sky, Holy Psych on Bring Me the Horizon. I see on Facebook on Bring Me a video with you on the Holy. So, yeah, it's really, really cool.
Bro, I love that. I used to line up at their shows when I was younger. So it's crazy to be on a song with them, you know?
Maybe a tour together, Young Blunt and Bring Me, in Europe or in US, maybe?
That would be crazy. I'm down. I'm ready.
Okay.
That would be great. Well, I love a lot of tracks on this album because it's very hip-hop inspired, but there's also punk rock in there, like on Ice Cream Man. It sounds a bit like Blur, actually.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. I wanted to write a rock and roll album. I wanted to take from Blur, Oasis, Queen, the Rolling Stones, My Chemical Romance, the Beastie Boys, the Happy Mondays, the Stone Roses, so many influences on this album, yet make it modern. Mm.
Yeah, there's Mars too, that sound like a 2020 version of Live on Mars by David Bowie.
I wanted to write a song that, again, would tell that This album is about every person I've met from every continent, of every shape, size, color, sexuality, personality, and how they affected my life, man. Mm.
There's also an important song about depression, which is God Save Me, But Don't Drown Me Out. What's your message for people dealing with depression right now?
I would say there has never been anyone like you. There will never be anyone like you. You are special and individual and brilliant just by existing, just by breathing. Remember that. Be exactly who you are. Never be afraid to be who you are. And it can always get better. Because when you are 100% yourself, that's when you'll find people who are 100% right for you, even if you are connecting over that depression.
Definitely.
Cool.
T'avais une question.
God Save Me, But Don't Me Out.
I just
okay.
this
one. Yeah. You played 2 sold out show in Paris, yes, at Trabendo. How was it? You made the promotion at Rockville, if you remember, in 2019. How was the show at Paris? Do you love French fan? And do you have the project to come back? Yeah.
France, man, the passion of the French is just like mind-blowing. I love being in France. It's legitimately like, I like to stay in France for a couple days after the show every time, because I just love your culture. I love the people. I love the style. I love the food. I love the fashion. I love the mentality. And dude, Olympiad next year is like 100 tickets away from selling out. So we might have to put another one on sale.
Wow, that's fucking great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a huge venue for us here. I think the Beatles played there.
Yes, something.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. That's what's crazy. And it's like, it's almost sold out. So we might have to do 2 nights. So make sure you get your tickets, man. Don't sleep.
Yeah, I'll try to. Well, you're all about being yourself. Do you think show business is evolving in the right direction about acceptance?
100%, man. I think, obviously, music's always going to have a little bit of an agenda when it comes to it, records or whatever, but there's a lot of artists who are telling the truth right now and being unapologetically who they are. Name a few: Ash Nico, Bring Me To Your Eyes, and Billie Eilish, Post Malone. These artists are speaking from a place of truth, and I think that's really cool and really important.
I really like all the artists you mentioned. I discovered Ash Nico a while back. It would be great to hear you with her.
You might.
Oh. Could you maybe talk a bit more about people you met that really made an impression on you?
As I say, I was just like, with this record, man, every song is about belonging somewhere. I finally feel like I belong somewhere. And when I think you find out you belong somewhere, it's like you figure out you got lungs for the first time and that you can actually breathe. And you can take a breath in being exactly who you are. And this record, man, was that breath. It was that breath, and it was that overwhelming feeling of, I'm going to be all right, I think.
Yeah, I remember when you were on a TV show in France on Taratata.
Taratata, I love that show.
Yeah, like, you said you were with your EP, you were screaming, hey, is there anyone out there? And I feel like, where is the people saying
this, this is the answer. This is, hello, we are here. Give me a cuddle. And I'm like, all right, cuddle.
Yeah, that's good.
It's so fucking great.
Dude, rock and roll, man, always.
Well, I've seen on Instagram that you haven't slept for a while because of the album.
Not slept in weeks. Don't intend to.
Really, really crazy. I love you. Yeah,
but I love it, man. I can't wait. When I come back to Paris, we've all got to have a couple lagers.
Yes, definitely.
Cool. A couple beers.
Yeah.
I have another question for you, Dom. It's about your career. It's really huge. I can't believe, because I made an interview in Paris in 2018 with you, and first on your career, just huge, just like this. so many sold out shows, so many collaborate. What's your feeling about that today?
Dude, I'm just so grateful, and I just can't believe it. I still pinch myself going, how the heck did it get this far? But this album, it feels like we're just getting started. This feels like my debut. This is like, bang, let's go. Good morning.
Love that.
And you said you had a lot of messages from Australia. What's your feeling about the feedback you've gotten?
Dude, they love it. I like everything. Everyone's like, this is a masterpiece. This is crazy. This is mad. I'm jumping in my room. I'm throwing my cat around. It's crazy. It's mad. I'm so excited. And I'm just so proud to belong in this community, you know? It's mad.
It was really that feeling when I listened to it, yeah. I really liked it.
I love it, man. Let's go.
Do you have a message maybe for your French fans that are probably listening?
Absolutely. Everyone in France, across the nation, I love you. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Yeah. And I can't wait to be back. I can't wait to open that mosh pit up with you and give you a cuddle, man. Get tickets for Olympiad, and I will see you soon. Au revoir.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute.